When we think about farms and gardens, we might think of rural Wisconsin. But a group in Milwaukee is bringing food production into urban environments and building community along the way. The organization is called the Victory Garden Initiative. Sandra Jones is executive director of the Victory Garden Initiative in Milwaukee. She's retired from the faculty of the Department of African and African Diaspora Studies at UW-Milwaukee, and she's the author of the book Voices of Milwaukee, Bronzeville. Sandra, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us about the mission of the Victory Garden Initiative?
The mission of the Victory Garden Initiative is very simple. We want to teach people how to grow their own healthy organic food. We want to build, we want to introduce gardening into the community in a sustainable way, a sustainable and just way.
And can you introduce us to the community you're serving? Where are most of your efforts focused?
Okay. Victory Garden Initiative sits in the Harambe neighborhood in the heart of Milwaukee's Black community, African-American community. It's one of the poorest communities in the state. It's a food desert within the boundary of Harambe, which is from Capitol Drive to North Avenue, 20th Street to Holton Avenue in the city of Milwaukee. There are no grocery stores, no major food markets. So you have corner stores, you have dollar stores, and that kind of thing. So it's what is considered a food desert. Well, we are an acre and a half urban or organic farm that sits right in the middle of that community. And our aim is to provide healthy, organic produce and food to the people in the community. We want to make sure that food is accessible and above all, that it is free. So everything we grow, we have programs designed to distribute that food. People can come to the farm and pick what they need and we're developing a program that actually takes that food out into the community.
And as I understand it, you're working with volunteers from that community to grow the food in the first place?
Indeed. We have hundreds of volunteers that come and support the farm in the various programs that we have. And let me tell you a little bit about those programs.
Sure.
In 2008, Gretchen Mead actually founded Victory Garden Initiative, and she founded it by her and a group of community members decided that they wanted to build garden boxes in people's backyards. And so they started out with 35. They built 35 garden boxes that first year. As of last year, we have built over 6,000 garden beds in people's backyard, in churchyards, in schoolyards, for other nonprofit organizations across the city. We build those boxes, and again, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers come and help us construct and put together those boxes. We fill it with organic dirt. We provide seeds, and we also provide instruction to people who need it on how to grow their own healthy food.
What do you hear from people who are maybe for the first time growing food in their own garden or, you know, taking home food that they help grow at the acre and a half farm you were talking about?
What I hear is, you know, there is nothing like when you're in your kitchen cooking your dinner to going out to the garden to get what you need. There's nothing like it. The food that you grow yourself does not, it doesn't have chemicals. We don't use any chemicals on the farm. All of our food is organic, and that's what we teach to the community. And so people appreciate that. Not to mention the health benefits that they gain, that people gain from growing, their own food. And that's the thing that we hear. We have other programs too. The Blitz, the annual Blitz is our signature program, But we also have programs for young people. We have a YEP program. It's called Youth Education Program, where we actually go into NPS schools and work with children in after school and summer programs, teaching them. We build boxes on the schoolyard and we teach them how to grow food. And not only that, we have cooking programs. We have a chef in trainings program, for example, and with our YEP program that teach kids how to prepare the foods that they grow. And a lot of it, you know, is new to them. A lot of the fresh vegetables, you know, that kind of thing. I had a young person on the farm last year or this past year. We have a lot of fruit trees on the farm. And I called a group of them over and the young man pulled a plum from the tree. And he said, I have never in my life eaten a fresh piece of fruit off a tree that I picked. So, you know, it's very rewarding when you hear things like that. And when you understand that this program is designed to give these skills to people, to young people, that they will take with them throughout their life. Another program that we have is our Victory Garden Urban Farm Market Table. Mm. So at least once a week. But first, let me say that the farm is open 24/7. So people can come into the farm and pick what they need to eat. And we grow everything. We grow corn and potatoes. We grow collard greens and kale and cucumbers and broccoli and tomatoes and everything. And people can come in and pick what they need. But we also set up a food stand, a roadside food farm stand. Our motto is pay what you can. And if you don't have any money, take what you need. And that is also a very popular program that we offer at the Victory Garden Initiative.
Sandra, we just have a minute or so left, Sandra. I just wanted to ask, it's winter, it's a great planning time. You've got a lot going on already. What is on your mind as you look toward 2023 and the growing season, just in our last minute or so?
In the last minute, what we really want to do, it's one thing to grow the food and have it available for people to come and pick what they need at the farm. But we also need to develop a distribution system for that food. So we want to make contacts with, schools and churches so that we can bring that healthy food to the people who need it the most.
Sandra, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
That's Sandra Jones, Executive Director of the Victory Garden Initiative in Milwaukee. We talked to her today about the efforts to bring local food production into Wisconsin's biggest city. If you want to learn more about the Victory Garden Initiative, we have a link. You can find it over at WPR.org/Central Time. That's WPR.org/Central Time. Check that out for more information about lots of the conversations we have here on the show, articles, reports, recipes, and more.